Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are some stories to start your day. Update. WE17 reopened between Makuro and Nairn Center. Update. The Northeast OPP tweeted around 9:30 p.m. that Highway 17 between Makuro and Nairn Center has reopened. Manitoulin OPP tweeted around 3:30 p.m. that a collision had occurred in the area of the Spanish River Bridge. The highway was closed for around 6 hours as police investigated. While the roadway has reopened, police have not released any new information on the nature of the crash. Original story. OPP Northeast Region tweeted Sunday afternoon that a crash has closed Highway 17 at Sand Bay Road. Manitoulin, Ontario Provincial Police is currently at the scene. The tweet also states that no detour is available and the road will be closed for an undetermined amount of time. Information will be updated as it becomes available. City inches toward realizing its complete streets potential. Greater Sudbury streets are in for a long-term makeover, with the city poised to move forward with its complete streets policy. City Council adopted the policy in 2018, which aims to encourage people to use active and public transportation to navigate city streets. A significant component of this effort centers on how city roads are constructed, with a series of proposed street cross-sections presented to the city's operations committee earlier this week. The effort marks a deliberate paradigm change in how public roads are being used, City Traffic and Asset Management Supervisor Joe Rocca told the committee. We do anticipate that some of the proposed changes will not be well received, but we're looking forward to having those conversations with the community and incorporating that feedback into the next draft of the topologies. You can read all about the new complex here. Inflatable water park slated to open on Ramsey Lake early July. The city of Greater Sudbury announced that an inflatable water park will open on Ramsey Lake in early July and will be open until late August. This announcement comes after Splash & Go Adventure Parks Limited signed a 3-year contract with the city and met the necessary requirements. The park will be located behind Bell Park's Grace Hartman Amphitheater. The inflatable park is also open at Vermilion Lake Park in Chelmsford for all summer long this year. They have previously operated water parks across the province and are planning to open some in Timmins, Gore Bay and Shirkston Shores this year. The parks offer a multi-level course system with challenges and obstacles for all skill levels ranging from easy and relaxed to extreme and challenging. The park is suitable for all ages 5 and up and each session is for 1.5 hours. Tickets can be purchased here. Suspect at large after shooting on Manitoulin SHEGUIANDAH First Nation. On, police are investigating after one person sustained life-threatening injuries from a shooting last night in Shigianda First Nation. On June 24 at approximately 11:45 p.m., the United Chiefs and Councils of Manitoulin Anishinaabe Police, UCCM, received a complaint regarding weapons at Wingush Meekin, Shigianda First Nation. When police arrived at the scene, they found a 32-year-old had sustained gunshot injuries that were life-threatening and was transported to a local hospital. The suspect fled the scene before police arrived, but police believe the incident to be isolated because they believe the victim had been targeted. This is an ongoing investigation under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch, CIB, with assistance from UCCM Police, the Manitoulin Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, Crime Unit, the Northeast Region OPP Emergency Response Team, ERT, OPP Forensic Identification Services, FIS, and the OPP Regional Support Team, RST. The OPP reminds all members of the public to be aware of their personal safety at all times. Further information will be released as it becomes available. Stack Brewing throws a hot parking lot party. The 30C sun didn't scare people from coming out to the Stack Brewing parking lot party and mini microbrew festival. Music could be heard from the other end of the parking lot and people were walking around sampling various beers and food from different vendors. There were roughly 9 vendors involved with the event, ranging from beer vendors like Gateway City Brewery, New Ontario Brewing Company, Sawdust City Brewery, and 46 North Brewing County and local distillery Crosscut Distillery was also there serving refreshing cocktails. A local vegan restaurant Boku Plant-Based was also there as a food vendor to serve vegan mushroom bao buns to kimchi hot dogs. Mucho Burrito was also there to serve food as a vendor. The vendors and people were there to celebrate the 9th anniversary of Stack Brewing. Each year they throw a celebration with the community and take this opportunity to give back as well. You can read the full story and see the photos here. SWSE set to open new store in the new Sudbury Center Southwest. Sports and Entertainment, SWSE, are set to open a new store in the new Sudbury Center under a new name, Greater Sports Apparel, on June 30th. As a part of their grand opening, they will have 30% off savings all day, with some exceptions. Greater Sports Apparel will be a store dedicated to selling merchandise, tickets and apparel for the three Sudbury sports teams involved with SWSE, the Sudbury Wolves, Sudbury 5 and Sudbury Spartans. The new location in the mall will be right across from Champs, a store that sells brand name athletic wear. The current location, right across from CIBC in the same mall, will be holding a moving sale of up to 50% off until the end of the day on June 26. The sale is both in person at the mall or online. The store will be closed after the sale until it reopens June 30. On June 30, as a part of the grand opening, the Sudbury Wolves head coach Craig Duncanson, associate coach Zach Stortini and player Alex Ferrand will be signing autographs from 6 to 7 p.m. and Sudbury 5 players George Sures and Evan Harris will be available from 7 to 8 p.m. For more information visit this website here. Foligno's and Friends keep a local landmark alive on Long Lake Road. It has been a landmark in the Long Lake Road local neighborhood for years and now it is part of Sudbury's Foligno family. The well-known local convenience store has reopened as the Long Lake General Store, under new ownership, Foligno family, Frank Grossi and Ryan Nessie, with an updated look. NHL hockey star Nick Foligno said it was almost serendipity the way he and other family members noticed in the spring that the familiar store was up for sale, since he lived in that neighborhood. Foligno said he texted his brother-in-law with a suggestion to buy the store only to learn that his brother-in-law was already thinking about that same thing. You can read the full story here.